We turn in the sacred scripture to Exodus chapter 23. Exodus 23, of course, the Lord has given the Ten Commandments as revealed in chapter 20, and all kinds of civil laws in chapter 21 and 22. 23, we have the ceremonial laws concerning the feasts, chapter 23, verses 14 through 19. And now we begin reading at Exodus 23, verse 20. Reading to the end of the chapter. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee unto the Amorites, bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beast of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. And I will set thy bounds from the Red Sea even unto the sea of the Philistines, and from the desert unto the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor with their gods. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their gods, it will surely be a snare unto thee. Thus far we read the inspired scriptures. The text for the sermon this morning is verses 29 and 30. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beast of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Beloved congregation in the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of the sermon this morning is little by little. Verse 30 reads, by little and little I will drive them out from before thee. Or we could say, little by little, little by little. Little by little is a common principle and method of operation that arises out of a natural wisdom and a common sense and is applied to everyday life. Little by little. A man or woman has just started a new job and the task seems daunting. Or the employer has just come in and given one an enormous and complicated project and it must be finished by the end of the week. Or the employer is looking at his calendar and trying to line up all of the jobs and trying to find a way in which they will all be finished by the end of the month. And it all seems overwhelming. There's so much to do and so little time to do it in. But then we say, well, don't try to do it all at once, but little by little, and it will all get finished. At the beginning of a new year of education, a mountain of work stands before an instructor, before the student, or perhaps one has just begun the first year of college. With great excitement and anticipation, he or she has lined up all of the classes and looked through the catalogs and has determined it will take 4 years to get this bachelor's degree and anticipates everything going very smoothly, signed up for classes, everything's all nicely arranged, and goes to college for the very first day, the very first class. And the instructor hands out a syllabus or informs the class of all of the work that must be done for this class, this semester, and one is immediately deflated. Impossible. How are we ever going to do all of this work? And this is only one class. And then all of the classes, and then this semester, and the next semester, and then we remind ourselves, well, don't try to get it all done at once, and certainly don't procrastinate, save all of the work for the last week or two, but little by little, it will all get finished. One is very sick, and the road to recovery is long. Cancer comes to mind. Pill after pill, drip after drip, visit after visit. And this is the road to recovery? Impossible. But let's take it now, little by little, one drip at a time, one day at a time, and we will be able to get through this. Little by little. Maybe one begins the new year with a desire to read many books, including spiritually edifying literature, and composes a list of all of the books, and then looks at the list and says, there's no way I can read all of these books this coming year. But there is a way, and it's little by little, chapter by chapter, even a few pages a day, little by little. Is that not the principle for the dime drive of Hope Christian School? We want to raise some money for the school. So we hand out water bottles and say, drink the water. Take one, two, three, a bunch of them. Drink the water and then start filling the bottles with dimes. With dimes? They're only worth 10 cents. Yes. But start putting them in the bottle one by one and they all add up little by little. Little by little is a method of operation. It's a principle of common sense and natural wisdom that is applied to everyday life, but it's also a principle employed by Jehovah God in the bestowal of covenant blessings. God promises to give Israel the land of Canaan, and he will do that by driving out the enemies little by little, and therefore they will take possession of the land little by little. That physical land of Canaan was a type. It was a type of our covenant salvation from God in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we appropriate it consciously by faith. The fullness of our salvation, but God gives that salvation to us by faith, little by little. Israel will possess the land. We will possess the fullness of our salvation in Jesus Christ. So do not become discouraged this coming year when the progress seems to be very slow and there appears perhaps to be no growth. There will be growth and development. God works little by little. That's our word for the year 2014. Exodus 23, 29 and 30, verse 30, but rather by little and little, that is, little by little. We take that as the theme for the sermon, little by little, noticing three things. First, the idea. Second, the reason. Why? Why little by little? And third, the encouragement that we are given. The idea, the reason, the encouragement. There it was. They couldn't see it. They couldn't see it as Moses saw it when right before his death he climbed Mount Nebo and looked at it. They couldn't see it, for they were way down in the southern portion of the Sinai Peninsula at Mount Sinai, where the Lord God was giving to them the law. They couldn't see it, but there it was on the other side of the wilderness, that promised land of Canaan. And it was Israel's land, Canaan. Canaan was rich and beautiful, a land flowing with milk and honey. Later on, some spies would be sent out and they would go look at the land. They would all come back and say, it's a good land. And look at this. And they brought those massive clusters of grapes. It's a good land. It's rich. It's beautiful. It was also a vast and expansive land, this land that God had promised to Abraham. According to verse 31, the boundaries were the Red Sea, down to the south, the Red Sea, the Sea of the Philistines, as you went up to the west, the Sea of the Philistines, that is the Mediterranean Sea out of which the Philistines came, and then to the north, the great river Euphrates as it would sweep its way down to the east, and then down to the east and back to the south where the Red Sea was in between the desert. The boundaries. The land was vast and expansive. However, the land was not empty. It was occupied. And the land was not occupied simply by people. The land was occupied by nations, organized nations. Verse 23, there were Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, Amorites as well, all kinds of nations. And later on, spies would be sent out to check out the land, and they would see these nations and their walled cities and their mighty weaponry and the giants of the land, a mighty people. The only way that Israel would be able to take this land would be through warfare, fighting these enemies of the covenant. But what a daunting task it was, because they were a nation with no trained army. Now they had to go into this land and take it through warfare, a daunting task. But way down at Mount Sinai, long before they ever got to Canaan, the Lord gave them a promise, and it's the promise of the text. By little and little, I will drive them out from before thee. Do notice this repeated phrase in the context. I will. Verse 26, I will. Verse 27, I will. Verse 28, I will. Verse 29, I will. Verse 30, I will. Verse 31, I will. I, the sovereign God, who unconditionally and unilaterally establishes and maintains my covenant, I will give to you the promised inheritance of the covenant. This is my war, and this is my salvation to bestow. I will. Now, of course, they will fight, and they must be diligent. The end of verse 31 says, and thou shalt drive them out before thee. The Israelites, they will drive them out. That's because they will have to war and take up the sword and take up the bow. They must fight, but the victory will never be theirs. It is Jehovah's Jehovah God's. I will drive them out. He says in verse 28, I will send hornets before thee. Perhaps a literal swarm of hornets, but perhaps only a figure. And the hornets is referring, the swarm of hornets referring to the angel of verse 20. And I will send an angel before thee. Or simply to God himself. In verse 27, I will send my fear before thee, which will be like a swarm of hornets. And in fear, the enemies will run away from you. And they will be stung, as it were. In the hardness of their heart, they will be destroyed. And that will hurt them, not so much because they are destroyed by you, but because they are destroyed by me in their anger, in my anger, rather. I will drive them out little by little. The Lord is able to drive out all of the wicked Canaanites in 1 year. But he says in verse 29, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year. The Lord is able to wipe the land of Canaan clean of Canaanites as a man wipes a dish clean in a second or two. But the Lord is not willing to do that. He's not willing to give a complete victory immediately. But there will be progress made slowly. It will be gradual, little by little. They will drive out the Canaanites by the power of God and take the inheritance of Canaan, little by little. Ought not be a surprise to anyone that the Lord God operates this way. He could have created the entirety of the universe and formed every creature in an instant, but he chose to work little by little over the course of 6 days. It ought not surprise anyone that the Lord God works this way here with the Israelites, because it's revealed later that he will work this way with his own incarnate Son, our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will pour out all of his wrath upon Jesus little by little through the course of his entire life. The Lord Jesus will suffer. And then especially as he goes to Gethsemane, and then he goes to the cross, and it's light when he's nailed to the cross, and then it's dark, and finally the Lord God pours out all the rest of the contents of the cup of his wrath, even the dregs of the cup. But he had been pouring out his wrath during the entirety of Jesus' life. He suffered his whole life, little by little. And the same thing is true of his exaltation. Even as there were degrees or steps in Christ's humiliation, so there are degrees or steps in his exaltation. God doesn't exalt the mediator in one moment. There's a resurrection. 40 days later, there's an ascension. He goes to God's right hand, and over the course of the whole new dispensation, he's in heaven, and then he will appear on the clouds of glory. Little by little, God exalts the mediator. And now here in the Old Testament, he will drive out the Canaanites for Israel little by little. And so he works with us little by little. Canaan was a type. It was a type of the rich and expansive covenant salvation that Jesus Christ has earned for us, which salvation is applied to us by the Holy Spirit. Ultimately, Canaan was a type of the rich, vast land of heaven. We have a rich, vast covenant salvation overflowing with many blessings. However, God does not give to us as individuals or to us as churches perfect enjoyment of peace and rest in all of the blessings of salvation immediately. But he bestows them little by little. He drives out opposition little by little. There is some besetting sin in your life. It has tripped you up. It has caused you to stumble over and over again, setting you back, keeping you from enjoying the fullness of peace and rest in God's covenant. Keep fighting and keep striving, because God will give you the victory over your besetting sin, little by little. Sanctification is a process. God does not perfect his children at regeneration, little by little. Maybe you are struggling with a disobedient child, a child whose disobedience is keeping you from enjoying the fullness of rest and peace in the covenant, and troubling you, and it even appears discipline does not work. Keep working and keep striving. God will give a victory, his victory, little by little. Maybe the elders are struggling in some work and seem to be making no progress. Keep working. God will give a victory, and he will drive out rebellion in some way. He will, little by little. Should false doctrine or some dangerous teaching come into the church, a vigilant stand is made against it, but the error persists, and God does not drive out the false doctrine in 1 year. Verse 29. Keep working. He will give a victory, little by little. Is there some issue in your marriage, in your home, in your family, in your extended family? And with the issue comes the devil. And he uses the issue to bring schism and division and strife and enmity, keeping you from enjoying the fullness of peace and rest in the covenant. Keep working. God will give a victory, some victory, but he gives it little by little. Maybe the Lord will send some great burden into our life, into your life this coming year, a death, a disease, poverty. And as soon as the affliction comes, so cometh also Satan, to use this affliction to try to tempt us to curse God and doubt him and become angry with him and discontent. Resist him. Fight him. God will give the victory, little by little. And so God works, driving out the enemies and the opposition, little by little. Why? Why little by little? Because Israel is not ready to possess the land. That's why. Israel is not ready to possess the fullness of the land. Verse 29, I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. Canaan was a vast land, and the ungodly, wicked, uncircumcised enemies of the covenant there in the land of Canaan had cultivated the land, and they farmed the land and harvested the land, and they built cities. They subdued the land. If God would wipe the land clean of all of the Canaanites immediately, and now Israel comes into the land to take it, they would never, ever be able to continue working where the Canaanites left off. They would never be able to cultivate and farm and develop the whole land as the Canaanites had been doing. They weren't numerous enough. They were not mature enough. And what would happen if all of the Canaanites were driven out is that the wild beasts would take over in the land, and they would eventually even drive out the Israelites. They would multiply against them. Israel's not ready. They're too immature, and they're too small. They're too young, undeveloped at this point. They don't have the numbers, and God knows that. They're not ready to take the land. So he will drive out the Canaanites little by little. And God demonstrates here in a powerful way his absolute sovereignty over the reprobate wicked, whereby he not only has the power to destroy them, but God always uses the reprobate wicked for his purposes. The reprobate serve the elect. The reprobate serve God's covenant. And God demonstrates that here powerfully. He will use the reprobate for his covenant people. Little by little. Why? Because Israel's not ready yet to possess the land. Same thing is true of us and applies spiritually in the covenant of grace today. We're not ready. We're not. We are not ready to receive the fullness of peace and rest, a complete victory immediately in the covenant. If God should completely drive out some enemy, some opposition, some disobedience, some trouble, some issue that Satan is using, and we enjoy a kind of peace and rest, the wild beasts will begin to multiply against us. The wild beasts of pride and arrogance and self-confidence and self-reliance. We would lose our necessary conscious dependence upon God. We're not ready. God knows we are not ready. So he gives us the victory little by little. If God immediately drove out all of our besetting sin, the fullness of our besetting sin, he took it all away, the beasts would come. Self-reliance and self-confidence. We would no longer flee to the cross for refuge. We would stop praying to the Lord for deliverance. Take me from the power of this sin. We're not ready for that kind of peace yet. We're too immature. Little by little, therefore, if God gave us a complete victory immediately over some struggle we have with a disobedient child, then we would stop fleeing to the cross for refuge and forgiveness. Lord, forgive me as a weak parent and all of my failures in this case. And we would stop praying to the Lord. Lord, give wisdom and patience and endurance and knowledge of the scriptures to know what to do. If God gave complete victory immediately, then the beasts of pride and self-confidence would overrun our heart. We're not ready. So the Lord gives the victory little by little. If the Lord gave to the elders a complete victory immediately, every time they would have to work, then their hearts would be filled with a self-confidence and a self-reliance, and they would no longer pray fervently to the Lord and search the scriptures and meditate and contemplate. They wouldn't have meetings throughout the course of the week, maybe a monthly meeting, and not so serious, a time for fellowship and a cup of coffee and talking over light matters. They're not ready for that. They're not ready for that. The Lord doesn't give complete victories immediately so that we continue to depend upon him consciously day by day. Why does false doctrine appear to vex a congregation or a denomination so long? Because God will give the victory to the true church over false doctrine, but he gives it little by little, lest the hearts of those in the churches be overrun with carnal security, pride, and carelessness with the truth. We're not ready. Little by little. If there was some vexing issue that came into our marriages, into our marriage, or it came into our home, or into our extended family, and God completely and immediately drove the issue away, and with that the devil, who was ready to use it to bring strife and enmity, then we would relax. We wouldn't be on our guard. We wouldn't be going to the scriptures. We wouldn't be praying to the Lord for help. But we're not ready for that. The Lord will give a victory. Little by little. And the same thing is true in affliction. God does not drive away the devil and his temptations to us to be impatient and to be bitter and to complain. God doesn't drive the devil away immediately and once and for all. But he gives us victory over him little by little so that every single day we continue to depend upon him for grace to be faithful. We're not ready. The Lord gives the victory little by little. And we see here too, he is absolutely sovereign over sin and rebellion and disobedience and heresy and the devil himself, and uses all opposition for the good of his covenant people and bringing us closer to him. Not ready. Israel was not ready, physically or spiritually. Can you imagine if they marched into the land and in a matter of weeks drove out all of the Canaanites? Do you think they would have prayed to the Lord? Do you think they would have worshiped the Lord? Look at what they did when there was prosperity and victory. They still went to the idols and rejected the Lord. The Lord knows they're not ready for a complete victory immediately. So little by little. And the same thing is true of us. Little by little. This principle is encouraging, and it's encouraging for us at the beginning now of a new year. Little by little is encouraging. Little by little is not an excuse. It's encouraging. It's not an excuse. As far as the reception of the covenant blessings of salvation goes, from our vantage point, from our viewpoint, we don't look at the opposition, we don't look at the hardship, at the enemy, at the rebellion, at the devil, and say, all right, we're going to go against it. We're going to go against him little by little. Oh, no, no, no. We do not say that. Israel may not go into the land of Canaan with Joshua leading them and say, all right, let's go to Jericho and let's start by taking down one small portion of a back wall on the north side, and that'll be good for a while. Or let's kill maybe five of the citizens of Jericho. Let's start there. They don't say little by little. We don't say of our old man of sin, little by little, I'll be satisfied today to mortify my old man just a little bit, to hate my sin just a little bit, to be sorry for my sins just a little bit, to resist this temptation just a little bit. Not little by little. No backslider may say to his parents or to the elders, you may not demand complete, immediate change in my life now. You ought to be satisfied with just a little bit of change. No backslider may say that. No man may say when heresy appears in the church, an enemy, let's drive it out little by little and take our time. That's worse than a cancerous growth. And we say of heresy, get it out. Get it all out, and get it all out immediately. The principle, little by little, is not an excuse for spiritual sloth and negligence in the covenant, but it is encouraging, very encouraging to us, because we work, we do work, we toil, we labor, we strive, we search the scriptures, we pray, we take up the battle against sin and rebellion and disobedience, we expend energy and blood and not even figuratively, but literally tears and many tears in the war. We give ourselves night and day to the battle, and yet so often there seems to be no progress. There's no progress. There's no growth. Though we strive, there's no growth. And maybe we're tempted to become discouraged and even to give up. What's the use? There's no growth. And God brings us this encouragement at the beginning of the year 2014. Verse 30, by little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased. You will be increased and inherit the land. I will give it to you. I will give increase and growth and victory and prosperity until you take the whole land. And look what happened to Israel. There was Joshua, and they went into the land, and they started fighting, and there were victories, but there were also many setbacks. And then came the period of the judges, where there were more setbacks than there were victories. And then came wicked King Saul, and then King David. And David, like none other, started driving out all of the enemies, even the Jebusites, so that the Israelites could take possession of Jerusalem and now be the capital city. And David drove them all out. And then came Solomon and took that vast, expansive land and established a land of prosperity and wealth and peace. And God's promise was fulfilled in part. Wasn't perfect peace there yet. Look for the Messiah yet. But he gave. He gave what he promised. They did increase. They did inherit the land. And they rested. He gave them what he promised. Little by little. It took hundreds of years. Little by little. God promises to us this morning, 2014, I will increase you. You, I will increase you spiritually in all the blessings of salvation in Jesus Christ, and you will inherit your covenant salvation. You will. There's not going to be a diminishing and a deterioration little by little, but I will give you increase, and it will come little by little. So don't be discouraged if you don't see the progress and growth you would like to see. God gives increase little by little. And the encouragement is grounded in two words. I will. This is not our encouragement at the beginning of 2014. I personally will. Oh. We're weak. This is our encouragement. God says, I will. And look at his I wills as they get fulfilled. Look at Solomon and the kingdom of Israel there in the land. Look at the incarnation of Jesus Christ. That's God's I will. Look at the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, wherein all of our sins were blotted out and all of the enemy, Satan himself, were defeated. That's God's I will. And the resurrection, that's God's I will. And then one day he takes us to heaven and we receive the perfect inheritance that he promised us. And we look around and everywhere we look, we see God's I will fulfilled. This is our encouragement. God will increase us and give us the fullness of his covenant inheritance. And he does so little by little. Amen. Lord God Almighty, we thank thee for the Old Testament scriptures and the lessons we learn from Israel and from thy marvelous power in bringing them through that wilderness and into the promised land. And we have every confidence as we traverse this waste, howling wilderness of death and barrenness this coming year, the promised land of heaven is ahead, and we will take it, not by our power or might, but it is thy rich reward of grace in Jesus Christ. Give us, O Lord, the promised land in its fullness, and to that end, send the Lord Jesus Christ. May he come and come quickly. In his name we pray. Amen.